ladies. It's, welcome to the pilot episode of the Empower Her podcast. I'm Morgan Lavender.
This is Erica Westcott.
So, tell them about, we picked a name. How do we pick a name? All right.
So, we went live, you know, a couple of weeks ago now, I guess, and put it out there to you ladies, what you would like for our podcast to be called. And it was an overwhelming Empower Her.
So what is that going to look like? We're actually in the car at the gym parking lot because we don't really know what we're doing. Just people looking at us.
Yeah, we're on voice memos in the car. So, trying to figure out how to create a podcast.
So we had done some notes when we first talked about this. And I knew Erica had shared she's a wonderful writer. If y'all have read anything that she's posted online. And so I guess I was out exercising one day and I started listening to a podcast about starting a podcast, and I don't know why, but I texted her and I was like, hey, you should do this along with some of the things you're thinking about writing. That'd be great. And the more we got to talking about it, I was like, why don't we do it together? What, don't know why. But anyway, that's how the idea started. So tell them kind of what is our mission with this.
Well, so one day we were in the gym, she was assaulting me on the assault bike. If you don't know Morgan, one thing about her is she loves to work out. That's how she claims she keeps her mental sanity. And somewhere along the way, I thought it would be a good idea to go with her. So we had these moments at the gym where it's kind of like a love-hate relationship, because I love her and I love to hate her when I'm in there. But yeah, we're on this assault bike.
Some of you listening can relate.
Oh my gosh, I'm on this assault bike and she's like, yes, we're going to do this. Let's do a podcast. I'm like, okay, sure. If you'll just get me off this bike, I would say anything. And so there we are. But the reason why, we work in the same office building. So we see each other a couple of times a week at least. And we're sort of in different stages of life, would you say?
I would. I have two small children, 7 and 2. So I would say just still, they aren't sleeping at night, still in diapers. So that's where I am. And Erica's got
And I've got three older kids, you know, one who's about to be 21 and one who's about to graduate high school, and then a 16-year-old. So in the mornings when I come into work sometimes, you know, I'll say, hey, Morgan, how was your night? And she's like, oh, my kid puked all in the bed. And I'm like, oh, gosh, it just takes me back to those days and how, for me, that season of my life was such a struggle. And we get to talking about it and just life. And
it is still a struggle, but she's been so encouraging to me, and that, you know, sometimes just to chill out and it's just season, and I know that, but sometimes when you're in the middle of it, it's still hard. So once people understand, I guess it's always encouraging. But here's kind of what we're thinking, and we're going to be asking some of you to come on and talk with us. But, you know, what are we trying to do? And I'm reading some voice notes. I mean, some notes I made on my phone. So
that's fine.
We want to empower, encourage, embrace, educate, enlighten, and entertain women of all walks, seasons, struggles in life, and talk to them a little bit about, like, the realness of how important it is to have female friends, to be good friends, and to be real.
Yeah. Well, so, actually, the way that Morgan and I met is really special. Now, everybody, I'm just a crier. So, likely, every time we talk, I'll cry. So, I'm going to try not to cry this time. But, so, the way that Morgan and I became friends was we both had this beautiful, bright friend, Corey Crow, who, if you knew Corey, she was the life of the party, the smile that lit up the sky, the crazy wild hair, and the crazy wild personality to go with it. And Corey was just a really, like, literally a really real person. She didn't put on airs. She said what she thought, and she was just somebody that was very easy to relate to and somebody to connect to. And so I became friends with Corey. You know, she sold real estate and I did mortgages, but when I got divorced several years ago, she was very quick to reach out to me and encourage me. She had been going through some relationship troubles, and so we kind of bonded. And, like, if you're friends with Corey, you know all of Corey's friends, because Corey's friends were her life and she talked about them all the time. So even though I didn't know Morgan Lavender, I heard stories about Morgan Lavender before I ever put a face with the name. So Corey was really real like that. Yeah. And we lost Corey in 2019. And through that, Morgan and I actually ended up planning her life celebration together for Madison and Bailey and Dawson. and we became friends. So it's kind of like, I know I totally went off subject here, but you know, it's kind of like we became friends from Corey, and now like 5 years later, it's like this little gift that she gave me, Morgan, as a friend, and probably didn't even realize she was doing that at the time, but I don't know. It's just always been special to me when I see you, because I always think of her.
Yeah,
so with all that being said, just, you know, divorce sucks. Raising kids is hard. Being a career woman and a mom,
work-life balance is hard.
Staying at home. Imagine staying at home.
Moms
are the most unsung heroes of the universe.
Oh, I agree, 100%.
And add with that aging and taking care of a house and budgeting and
taking care of yourself.
Just all those things. I mean, you know, like I've gone through many times in my life where I struggle with my mental health. And so we talk about that a lot. And these are just the kind of things we wanted to come on here and talk about, because I feel like a lot of times women, when I'm in small groups or in groups talking to people, so many ladies are afraid to take the mask off. Mm-hmm. Like they feel like they're the only ones that are struggling with a marriage or a child that's wayward or your spirituality. There's so many different things. And
self-worth.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Self-confidence.
Oh, my gosh. We could talk. Well,
That'll be a whole nother year of...
I was about to say we could do a year of episodes on that. But just to find a safe place to listen to something and go, oh, my gosh, like, I think I'm crazy. But you know what? You think you're crazy, and we think we're crazy about the same things. So maybe that's normal.
Well, and to add to what Erica said, we met through Corey, and then we were planning that... celebration for her life, and then fast forward August of last year, she called or texted me, and she's like, hey, have you got any space where you rent in your office? And I was like, well, yeah, I think so. Fast forward, and we're both in the same office building now, and so I know that was divinely orchestrated.
Yeah,
and
for sure
has been a blessing to me. And so that's kind of where some of this is spun off of too. But you know, we want to know what you want to talk about. What do you want to hear about? What are your struggles? What are your goals? What are your, you know, what's going on in your family, your professional life? I mean, it isn't all going to be serious. A lot of it's going to be fun. It will always be fun. I promise you that. And
like,
entertaining.
If you could ask, like, the question that my question is this. If you have the one thought of, surely I'm not the only person
what
in the world
it?
That feels like blank. What is that blank? Well, I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, surely I'm not the only 50-plus woman in the world who is single and thinking,
no.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to die by myself. I mean, that just took a crazy turn. But, like,
anyway. Surely I'm not the only 43-year-old that has a 2-year-old thinking, what in the world? The Lord knew what he was doing. I know that, but, man, I think he gave me a little more credit than I have. But surely I'm not the only old age parent out there either that's on a lot of days struggling, tired, and wondering what you're doing. So,
Surely I'm not the only single mom in the world that feels like the pressure of the world on their shoulders to make, you know, financial decisions and be super mom and still hold down a career and my mental health and parent well.
Are we holding down mental health?
That's a good question. I mean, like, it just depends on the day.
It's hanging on by a thread.
But one thing we do know. Our God is good. That's gosh, our God is good. And through Him, all things are possible.
That's
even
right.
Us making it to 8 minutes and 55 seconds.
And I will tell y'all, when we did that live video, if you watched it, you were probably like, what in the world? They don't know what they're doing.
We don't.
Knew that. We'd know that when we hit record or hit go. But we did pray before we started and ask that if God, if this is what we're supposed to do, prosper it. If not, I guess... the phone will blow up or something will happen to
That's
where
right.
it stops it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If anything, we hope that this glorifies Him and that we help somebody along the way, whether it be, and you know that you're not alone or that you get a feeling of self-worth or just like able to talk about something and then let it off your chest or learn something new. I've seen so many women become empowered through the use of, I think, exercise and physical activity, because you realize you can do so much more than what you thought you could, and you see your strength grow. But it's also mental, our physical health go together.
They
so
do.
If I'm strong physically, a lot of times it can help me be stronger mentally and vice versa. So we want to hear what you want to hear. Let us know.
Let us know.
Our next episode. We're going to try to do this, what? Once a week?
We're going to try.
This is pilot.
Pilot number one. Yeah, I don't know.
Let us know what you think.
Yes, let us know what you think. Have an awesome day.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.